Hi everyone, thanks for listening and welcome to Thai Talks. My name is Tylisha. I am a 25-year-old individual with a lot of opinions, and I'm very excited to share them with you because I hope that a parcel of my knowledge encourages and helps someone. Honestly, I really do. And so I really thank you for listening, and I'm excited to begin this journey with you all. So this is my first talk, and I would really like to broach upon the subject of change. And I'd like to give a series of talks, and this one being the first, in what I believe are steps to genuine change. And I believe the first step in changing yourself is to accept the things about yourself that you want to change. I believe that people are, you know, really defensive, you know, when it comes to their personalities, because you're used to being a type of way. You know, you're used to resorting to act in anger when you're upset, or you're used to being very petty when you feel like someone has hurt you, or being stubborn to new ideas. And I think we get very comfortable in that. And sometimes you almost get a little proud of yourself for being these things, which is not even to say any of those things are inherently wrong. But if, you know, your behavior isn't benefiting you in your life, you always have to analyze, you know, if that is something that you want to continually do. And so, you know, being stubborn can help you in a lot of ways. You can use that stubbornness in your business, in your academics, in order to get you where you need to be. But if, you know, you realize that in your personal relationships, or even in, you know, business, in your schooling, if your stubbornness is actually not aiding you and is destructive in your life, I think you have to reach to this point where you can accept the fact that you are stubborn. You can realize that that can be a tool for you, but you have to almost see where, if this isn't benefiting you, that maybe channeling your energy, that same energy in a different way, might actually benefit you more. And so approaching changing your behavior doesn't seem to be a huge personality shift, because it's not outright saying who I am is wrong, but more so saying who I am can be different, and that person can have a better and more fulfilled life. So, in short, if you accept your flaws, if you really see them more as a habit, something that you can control, something that you can change, then you can approach change with love and approach change in not only loving who you were, but also being excited for loving who you can become. So again, thanks for listening. This is Thai Talks, and hope you return.